USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iranian forces have seized a ship in the Persian Gulf, suspected of carrying smuggled fuel once again, marking the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength by the parliamentary force amid a spike in regional tension. State television reported that seven crew members were detained when the ship was seized carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. The local reports did not provide further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew. The U.S. Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, said it did not have information to confirm those reports. Indonesia's sprawling capital and other parts of Java Island were hit by a widespread power outage that affected tens of millions of people. The eight-hour blackout began around noon Indonesian time and caused disruptions in cell phone service and cash machines. The new mass subway system in Jakarta, the capital, had to be shut down. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Two mass shootings at crowded public places in Texas and Ohio claimed at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and left over 50 people wounded. President Trump stopped today to praise the law enforcement involved in catching the two shooters.
The job they've done is incredible. They were right on the ball in El Paso. They were there so quickly, and in Dayton, in less than a minute. Think of the damage he did. In less than a minute, the law enforcement acted and killed him. It was horrible, but it would have been so much worse. It could have been so much worse. Hate has no place in our country. We're going to take care of it. We have to get it stopped. This has been going on for years and years in our country.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season. The attack killed 20 and wounded more than two dozen, many of them critically. Hours later, in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor and carrying extra magazines opened fire in a popular nightlife area, killing 9 and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A trailing Democratic White House hopeful says two near the top of the polling probably aren't electable. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Most polls done after the latest round of Democratic debates found former Vice President Joe Biden still leading the pack. Somewhat behind him in second and third place, though, were Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Still, a former Maryland congressman who's also in the field, who has only 1% support in the polls, says Warren and Sanders are out of step with the American public. John Delaney says,
they're running on a platform that may appeal to a minority of the Democratic Party, but it's not even close to appealing what the majority of the American people want.
He spoke to Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Egypt has started the first ever restoration work on a gold-covered sarcophagus of the famed boy pharaoh Tutankhamun ahead of the country's new museum opening next year. Khalid El Ani told reporters that working on the outermost coffin, which is made of wood and gilded with gold, is expected to take at least 8 months. He said that's because the state of conservation is very fragile, as it's never been restored since 1922, when British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the intact 3,000-year-old tomb and all the treasures it held. The coffin remained in the tomb until July, when it was moved to the Grand Egyptian Museum, being built near the famed pyramids of Giza outside Cairo. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.